då är vi idag är det The Way That Nature Intended.
Okay, everybody, here's your instructions. Everybody sit down, put your headphones on. You have to listen to this through the headphones, okay? Now, listening through the speakers, you'll enjoy it, but it won't work. Headphones. So I'll give you a few seconds to put your headphones on. Plug in that YouTube engineer. You should be listening through the headphones. Everybody listen through the headphones, because here we go. Listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic. On today's show, it's called Dances with Ants. It's the name of my book called Dances with Ants, plus you also get it in as a free gift in my new book, Don't Panic, It's Organic. I just made it a chapter. So today we talk about Dances with Ants. And I'll tell you all about how to do natural ant control without even killing the ants. So this is a part of the album I call Musical Harvest. Funny, huh? And it has a lot to do with getting your right side of your brain and your left side of your brain to work together. You would think that they would be working together, right? That's the way it's supposed to work. See, the two of them are supposed to work as one. But it doesn't work out that way in real life for many reasons. So the bottom line is use a headphone so that you can have information coming to the left side of your brain, which will also work on your right side of your body, and information coming on the right side of your brain, which then be affecting the left side of your body. And of course, when these two are working together, they also work on one of the most important centers of energy you have in your body, which I'm not going to tell you what it is, but if you think you know what it is, you can email me, right? So today we're going to do Dances with Ants. This is a song called Drunken Rabbit. Now, I know a few people have said, what is this, a gardening show or a music show? Well, it's both. It's my show. You know, so some days I'll have guests on, right? People can go through what the guests do. So, and other days I do, because it's really a class. That's why Don't Panic, It's Organic. I started it as a class a long, long time ago and evolved into an online class is what this is. So the radio show is basically a class. And so, I do that. This whole thing is really a series of classes that I have scheduled for you. Next week we have Earth. The folks from Earth Fort, FORT, is going to be on. Let me see, where is that little Earth Fort, FORT.com. They have it's really an interesting group of folks, and they say something about fixing the dirt. Okay, so Held in the palm of your hand, foundation of earth held in your palm of your hand. They have, if you visit their website, they have a little rotating logo on top. It says, change it. This one says, we heal broken dirt. Okay, I have my issues with dirt because dirt is what you sweep out the house, soil. But I think they're doing that on purpose. Make Earth for makes healthy soil for you, for everything. They have a bunch of different things that they sell, really good organic. Well, I can't say anything about it because I have not used their products. I'm at a disadvantage. Normally what I like people to do if they're going to be on as a guest, you know, and they have a product or something, well, send me the product. Of course, if you have 100 different type of products, just pick one. And then I can say I used it. Otherwise, I can look at the ingredients. You know, I can't even look at the ingredients, but I can look at the products online, you know, and see what they're made of because I can read, you know. So, and I look and see what they have, you know, how and you know, online you can pretty much tell what they should do, you know. Like this particular one, Soil Provide, is really kind of cool, clever. Soil Provide, it replenishes your soil with the best balance of nutrients for your plants. Sounds good to me. And it says, you know, they have organisms, microorganisms, and bacteria. Sounds good to me. Organic based material. Sounds good. So, I still like to read the. Oh, maybe it has a label here. Let's see a label. I like that. There's the label. See, so I can look at a label and I go, well, you know, it's really cool. It's made from beneficial organisms, which is always my favorite thing, you know. And it has, I look at the organisms that they have, and I go, gee, Tridermia horizontium. I don't think I have that. So I always buy stuff that I'm missing in my super seaweed mixture to try to introduce it to the mix. I've learned how to make more, like yogurt. So it's really cool. And I'm looking at the, there aren't any other ingredients to it. So I would go, wow, nice. Something I would probably use myself, but I haven't. There's so many things out there I haven't had. I just can't really use them all. One of the things I want to do is do a school where I can use these. But in my business, I could use it. But I'm just one guy doing my business, and I can't do a trillion things at the same time. But it looks like it's a good, decent bunch of different products. They have a same type. They have a liquid and pelletized form, and then they have amino acids, sources of calcium, Cascade Blend compost. You know, I would look at the Cascade Blend compost, for example. It's OMRI listed, so that's a good start. 100% recycled material, wood byproducts, been harvested for 50-year-old mill site. Oh, that's cool. Bark and chips have been decomposing layer on layer for decades. Oh, that's even better, through microbial breakdown. That's nice. Looks like a nice biological richness that's consistently shown impressive biological counts. You got it. Gee whiz, now I got to start ordering this stuff now. Because like I said, I just, they also have a liquid oceanic fertilizer. Oh, again, it's OMR listed, which is a good, really right off the bat, good start. I always just wonder if it has, but it doesn't say if it has urea. I have to look at the label. It doesn't have a label here on it. Let's see, doesn't have a label on it. In terms of, it has organic certification, which is an OMR listed. It's just the OMR listing by itself means it won't have urea in it, which is what you don't want to buy fish emulsion with, you know. So it's a really cold processed liquid fish, crab, and shrimp hydrolyzed fertilizer, which is nice. Biggest thing about this stuff would be to say, okay, how are they dealing with, you know, pollution in the ocean these days, from radiation to whatever. So, it's called Earthfort, okay, earthfort.com. Check them out before, they'll be on next week, okay? This song is called A Drunken Rabbit. I'm just going to play a little bit of it, and then I'll get started on my show. Just did this one yesterday, Drunken Rabbit. Thank you. So if you like my music, I call it inner gardening music. There are lots of different ways you can listen to it. If you use SoundCloud, I would just get the SoundCloud app and then you can just follow me. And I do roughly, I don't know how many songs I've done this month. I definitely do four songs. I was going to say every day, but not really. I don't get to do it every day. Usually about four songs a week. Because what I'm doing now is I'll do a song, then I go over it again and listen to it, and go over and listen to it, drive around listening to it, and then I figure out how to make the changes. You can always go to my website, invisiblegardener.com, and subscribe to my podcast. It's called Inner Gardening Podcast. It's $2 a month. My songs are available in any place you buy music, whether it be Spotify or iTunes. I haven't gotten them all out there yet. There's no way I'm going to get all these. I have over 495 songs. Sorry. And they're not just normal songs. I'll explain it to you someday. I think I'm going to do a show coming up where I'm going to do a start from scratch and have you as part of the audience involved in it, you know, to help create it. So there, if you don't know by now, you can always Skype here, BBS Radio PR. That will allow you to start talking to us right away. This is about ants, and I know the folks have ants. Ants are, by the way, interesting fact about ants is ants are everywhere. There's no place in the world that ants aren't. You might say, well, under the ocean, but they have found ants down there in bubbles, and somehow they get down there, you know, through pipes. And I knew a submarine captain who had ants in his ship. And as a sailor, I remember seeing ants on board ship and say, how did ants get on the ship, right? So I started calling it Dances with Ants after I saw the Dances with Wolves. But anyway, the number to call here is 888-627-6008. You can also call the direct line, 323-744-4831. I think if you were to do my email, but also call me here, I suppose it would be, I would have to just channel you into the right, you know, group. I'm not sure. The engineer, probably I'll ask him that next time. If people were to call me while I was on the air with you, would I get on also? Does it open up another window and you have to deal with them separately? But for now, I'll just call it BBS, you know, that would be their Skype name, BBS Radio PR, all lowercase, BBS Radio. No, I'm not getting it. Am I on a different station here? I'm not getting it, so I don't see you. I don't know, Deb. Tell her to go away. Oh, I got it here. Deb?
Hello?
Who are you? Why do you keep calling me?
You sound very far away.
I sound very far away. Wow.
Can you turn the volume up a little bit?
Don't do that. Hello?
Yeah, that's a little bit better. I have an ant question, though.
It is kind of loud. Okay, ants, what are, oh, ants, are you calling, oh, you're calling about ants.
I have a copy of this beautiful book of yours. It's called
okay.
Don't Panic, It's Organic.
Yeah.
It's a large book, and it's on Amazon for $20. It's black and white version, and I just love it. And every summer, I'm on the chapter about ants right now, and I know you're doing a show on ants. So I have ants on part of my roof area, and I can't tell where they're going. Underneath the roof shingles, it looks like there's a little hole in the wood underneath the roof shingles, and they're coming out of there, and they're small. I don't know if they're carpenter ants, regular ants, something to be worried about. Can you help me?
So has this been going on for a while? Years?
I just noticed it. I've just noticed it in the last week.
All right. So you didn't notice if there were swarming or anything, like a bunch of things flying
no.
around before you noticed it? No?
No.
No? Okay, because, you know,
but
if there were
a regular trail. There's now a trail
okay,
of,
right. so,
of them.
So if there were carpenter ants, they would be like a swarm and they would fly around.
Okay, that's not happening. Okay.
It's the same thing with termites. The termites fly around. So it's more than likely the ants are not actually living in it, even if there were carpenter ants, unless what could be happening. Have you ever had termites?
No, my house was sprayed when I bought it, and it periodically it gets checked for termites, and no, I don't have any termites.
Okay, because sometimes the ants will be attacking the termites. They would climb up there to get a termite if there were termites living in there.
Wow.
Okay. That's why I asked, because they would. That's ants and termites are natural enemies. I tell people, which would you rather have? And you can train the ants to keep the termites away, because they both need the earth to get at your building. See, right?
Do the ants eat termites? Or
yeah, they eat the eggs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why that's why the book is called Dances with Ants, because what happens, they become your army.
I see.
You're the queen of the ants over there. See, you can be the queen. You can say, go, my children, you know, right?
Yes, but they don't listen to me.
Well, that's the trick. That's why we call it Dances with Ants. Obviously, you never saw Dances with Wolves, the movie. With Kevin Costner.
I have seen Dances with Wolves a long time.
Okay, so you remember it took a while for him to get to and the wolves to get together and be friends. Otherwise, you can't say, "Wolf, come here," right?
That's correct. Yes.
That's right. That's why it's called Dances with Ants. So as soon as you start to have this relationship with them back and forth, you get there's a communication thing going on, and you can actually keep them out of the house and let them do their thing outside. Because that's the whole goal, is to, you know, you don't mind the ants running around outside on their planet doing their thing, do you, as long as they leave you alone?
Yeah, I don't mind ants regularly, but when they're crawling out of a hole in the wood of my roof, then I worry.
Right. So I call it tolerance level. It's just, what level can you tolerate ants, you know, to what degree? I have people who don't mind them walking across their table. Oh, look how cute ant! Have a nice day and go. I mean, I used to get emails from a Buddhist monastery, and they said, we do not kill anything here. can you help us keep us? And I said, yeah, you have to talk to the little brothers, and actually their little sisters, because the ants are totally female run organization. Did you know that?
You mean all ants are female?
No, the female-run organization. I didn't say all ants.
Oh, so, they have a female queen, and then you have the male worker ants.
No, you have the female worker ants. Even the warrior ants are females.
Oh, I did not know that. So it's a different
All the males do is they hang out in a bar, and they wait for his time to, you know, and then they all swarm together. They fight each other. The guy that gets across to the lady is, and even he dies after. But that's true. Swear to God, they don't do nothing. They sit there and go, Joe, did you get any titty? No, I'm waiting. We're in the queen. She'll be here soon, and we can just have a little free fall. Whoever gets to get to the queen will, and that's it. That's all the males do. They don't even use for war. They're not even used to harvest. All they do is they get born at a certain time of year. They're born, hey, what's happening? Oh, you have to fight all the rest of you guys to get the queen. No problem. And of course, you die. It's just like with the black willow thing, you know, right?
Yes.
So look, here's a couple of things. Is it going on right now?
It's going on right now. And I was wondering, I have somebody that comes out every other month to spray, but I also have friends in paradise. I live in Northern California in the beginning of the Sierra Nevadas, and they use an organic person that comes out to spray at their house, like a peppermint oil or a clove oil, something. And I'm wondering maybe if I should switch to more
okay,
of an organic.
So what you have to do is realize that these are not called friendly companies. They're called chemical pest control companies, right?
Even the organic ones that spray, like peppermint oil?
So you have to find out if, for example, I consult to the pest control industry, and they're having a problem, you know, with people leaving them because, you know, they want to do organic. So they change their name.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's called, but the law says if you're saying you're an organic pest control company, You have to, you know, really see, the thing is that there is no such definition as an organic pest control. You can't get an organic pest control license, right?
And
in order to get to be able to go and charge for any type of pest control, you have to get a license, which has to be a pest control license, which means you have to take the test, which means this is all about these chemicals, to what to use. There isn't an organic or natural pest control license, okay? So if you have a company that's saying we do organic, they're basically a pest control company. They realize that they're losing customers, and we're going to offer either something that's totally organic, which they do not know how to do, or something that we can say is organic, because the law says if any part of that mixture is organic, you can call it organic. So I would ask,
have some kind of oil in it, they can call it organic, even though they're mixing chemicals in that other stuff, in the oil?
Right. So I would ask the pest control company, first of all, exactly what is it? And they say, it's peppermint oil or clove oil. I would say, is that all? Can you email me the ingredients, a list of the ingredients? If they say, we can't, or whatever reason, it's because they don't want you to read the ingredients. The ingredients may say 1% pepper. Look, when you go to the store, right, you buy something, and you read the ingredients, it'll say 1% of whatever ingredients you want. The other 99% is something else, right?
Yes.
Inert ingredients. So they could call all kinds of stuff. Inert ingredient basically means I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to classify it as inert ingredients. Therefore, I don't have to tell you a thing of what that inert ingredient is. It's besides the fact that it could be a deadly toxin that you don't want.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I use a regular bug control man that has real chemicals, not the organic peppermint oil or whatever. And I'm just wondering, what should I do? Should I call him out, or should I just?
What you need
stop
to do is, can you please tell me? You have to tell him. See, I learned a long time ago that it's better. I think it was you that told me about honey instead of poison.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Isn't it better?
with working with people, as a people skill,
Right. So it's much better to work with these folks with honey than with poison.
I see.
Even though it's very apropos for the problem right now. So I would talk to the man who says, look, I am very allergic to a lot of stuff. I am chemically sensitive. Right. I am chemically sensitive and blah, 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 blah. Rely on their, and could you please tell me exactly what's in it, including the ingredients. There's any way I can see an ingredient, because usually they will not show you an ingredient list for many reasons. One is because they buy this stuff in large quantities, so they probably have tanks of this stuff. Okay, online there should be something that shows the ingredients. It should be the MSDA, the safety. It's a standard that tells you all the ingredients in there. So you should say, what else do you add besides, because they don't use peppermint oil, they use clove oil. And I know for experience, because I have a customer, okay? I have a customer that I've been going to for years. And then she doesn't really want to pay me for the ant control, and I tell her, this needs to be done. So finally she calls this company and says, it's an organic company, and they came out and they were spraying with some type of oil, they said. I said, so I wrote, the first thing I did was write down the name of the company, went online, and what I do is I said, did any problems with this company and their oil, and their whatever the oil they say, and the clove oil, right? Just type in the internet, and you won't believe the stuff that comes out. Yes, this is a product that they're selling, but it also has something else in it. And if you looked up what that thing is, you're going to find that even though they say it's safe, it's not. There are hundreds of people who are getting illnesses from this stuff, left and right. Okay, I don't have the actual names, and if you wanted to press me on it, I can easily do a search and see what there are so many different chemicals out there that are all being classified as totally safe, but they're not.
I see.
Simple as that. And you're the one that's going to be able to have to prove in court that you got it from them in the first. I'll give you an example. I told you about the barefoot golfer, right, who died and went to court.
Oh, you did.
And they used weed and feed on their golf course. And they said, well, We're not contesting that he died from that. Just prove that it came from us, because he was on another golf course too. It's the same thing with this stuff. So all you have to do is say, please, is it just pure? And you'll find that it's not. You know, my experience has been that I know another organic pest control company that uses it, and they have there's some other additive in it to make it work more. So I'm going, no, that's not safe. And there, it depends. There's so many different variations to that, but usually you're not going to find any type of pest control that only uses the clove oil or the citrus oil, because if they're licensed, they have to follow the law. The law doesn't say you can get an organic. I know, because I tried to get an organic pest control license. I applied for 5 times, and thank heaven I didn't pass, because if I did pass it, then I would have to use these chemicals to do it. I just wanted to get an organic. I said, why isn't there a natural safe license? Because you don't need one, right? So here's what you got to do. Okay, first you got to figure out exactly what's in this stuff. Secondly, you have to ask yourself, why are they doing it? What if you could do it yourself and get the same or even not better results?
Mm-hmm.
You're not lazy, are you?
No.
Okay, and do they come with a giant machine that only they could use to spray the place?
Yeah, they come every other month with a little, like a tank and a little nozzle with a spray.
Right, it's a little tiny tank. It's not a giant machine. It's a tiny little tank you can buy, right?
It's a petty little tank, yes.
Right, like you pump it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I started doing treatments in the 6th grade, okay? The first lady that called me, she says, I got ants everywhere. I can't figure out where they're coming from. Ants were climbing up a tree to the roof of the house, and they were all over inside the roof everywhere, and they were falling, literally falling down, crawling everywhere.
Oh, my.
Right, so look, here's a couple of things. So I'm going to show you. I was going to read from this, but it's cool, because this is what it's really all about, is people like yourself calling and saying, okay, I give up, right?
Yeah, I need help.
Okay, so look. So in the book, I talk a lot about, the book tells you basically the steps that you go through to eventually get to control. So the bottom line is that, no, you cannot use any chemicals on the soil, because that's something else you told me you was doing too. You was having them come for weed control, right?
Yes.
I know who you are, lady. I can reach you. I can sense your brain. You might as well sit down. I'll read your brain from you right now, okay? and guess what they do? They use some form of Roundup to control the weeds. And they told you it's safe because that's what they say. They say everything is safe. They said malathion is safe. They said DDT is totally safe until it wasn't. And then they said, oops, I guess it wasn't. Right? They say malathion is totally safe, and you'll find out it isn't. Just like Roundup, they say it's totally safe, and it isn't. So what's happening
is
that...
You're fading again. The volume's fading again, Andy.
I'm fading?
Yeah, the volume of your voice is fading again on my line.
So that means you're fading again.
Well, maybe it's my phone,
Are you moving around or something?
But I did find an earthworm in my grass that does get sprayed from a fertilizer company.
The bottom line is that
an earthworm.
The bottom line is you have an ant problem because you have a soil problem. And you have a weed problem because you have a soil problem. Okay? And if you have a subterranean termites because you have a soil problem. Okay? So all these things are pointing to one problem, and I'll call you back as soon as I figure it out, right? You know which one that one problem is? What's that one problem they all point to?
The soil.
Yes, ma'am.
And so you've been studying ants since you were in 6th grade, and you've got an Uncle Milton ant farm, which I find so adorable. You were 11 years old at the time, I'm assuming. And you've developed this process. But I see the process in the book, but it's like, you make these little ant cafes on the ground, but how do I do it on my roof?
Oh, no, you don't. My whole idea is I don't really don't. I'm actually like a Buddhist monk. I don't like killing things. There's a reason for everything, okay? Figure out what that reason is, and you'll be surprised. Ants are Mother Nature's janitor. They're very important. If I go to a place and there's no ants anywhere, I'm leaving. I say, bye, lady. I ain't coming anywhere near. I went to one place. These people come out. Hey, can you help me? I have this sick tree. I'm going, yeah, you have a sick tree. Your soil is dead. There's not a single ant. They were telling me, don't go in there. Don't go in there. And I said, did not go. I said, I'm sorry. I can't help. And of course, the cigarettes are coming out of everything. They're toxic. So you have to. The universe has sent you to me and me to you for lots of reasons. One of them is, let me help you with your, how much property you got?
I'm on a quarter of an acre.
A quarter acre? Please give it to me. I want to live on something. I'm living in a condo for crying out loud. I am being tortured here. Okay, never mind. Look, so you have a piece of property. So you should pay attention to the health of the soil. Act like it's a living thing. And you'll be surprised at what would happen if that thing was really, look, Don, are you there? Come on out. Mr. Engineer. I know you're there, Don. Don must be out there. Can she hear you too?
She can.
Can everybody else
hear
us too?
All right, now everybody can hear me.
Oh, great. So look.
I can hear Don.
Don and I were talking about the mushrooms he was growing. You guys live far apart from each other. Do you guys live far apart from each other?
No. We actually live maybe a few miles from each other.
So look, Don has something that he can give to your property, which I'm sure he'll figure out, that would help your property to recover. And if your property recovers, the ants will be under control. And if you control the ants and the ants are happy, everything else will fall into place. You won't have to do the weeds. You know why you have weeds? No, you don't, right? I understand.
No, I don't have too many weeds. Actually,
that's because they're spraying, right? What happens if you stop spraying?
Well, that's true. That's probably true. Yes.
You're teasing me, aren't you?
I'm not.
The point is,
but
that...
I was surprised in your book too when I looked up mulch, right? Because I have all this shaved wood from stumps. You know, stumps breaking down and whatnot. And I thought, I'll just put it as mulch, or you can use wood bark or whatever. And I know a lot of people do that. And and in your book, you said that's not a good idea.
No, the best thing to do with stuff like that is to turn it into a really good microbiological setup. In other words, you know how you do bins when you do make compost?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I would take some of Don's spores. Or the mycelium that he has, I bet you he has a bunch of different leftovers. He grows some really cool mushrooms. He understands how they work, but the whole key that makes it work is the mycelium microorganisms that he uses. That's exactly what you need. And if he only gave you a little handful, you'll be surprised. And if you cultivated that on your property and you learn it to keep it alive and make it grow really well and don't do all these other things, and you'll be surprised. And even then, it'll still take you a few years to get the soil back in shape. And in the meantime, there are things you can do that you can spray on your own, because part of the trick is you can spray. It helps to get things out really faster, get things done. There's certain things you can spray. You can get somebody to come and help you, like a handyman, go up in there and take a look and see what's going on. There's things you can spray up there and things you can do there that will keep any ants from going there. And there's a way to get the ants, you know, to get them under control, because that's what you have to do. You have to figure out, okay, what are the ants doing? I'm going to stop that, but at the same time, I got to get these ants to go do something else, and so I will train them to sort of stay out of the house until I fix that situation. And at the same time, it's going to take a while to get the soil back in shape. And until then, you have some wild, crazy ants running around going, come, you know, and it's not easy to talk to them if they get upset. So there's things you got to do, and it's not a simple thing. But so the basic bottom line is that there's things you can spray around the property, around your house, onto the soil. For example, you know, the stuff that Don uses, he can make a tea from and spray it on your, you can spray that on your place. You know what compost tea is?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so have you ever made compost tea?
I have years ago. I don't make it now.
Hey, Don, do you make compost?
I do. I make a lot of compost, actually. I have a huge bathtub, steel bathtub full of it. And then I have a huge little, well, a big container. It's 3 feet by 3 feet filled. And we also compost every cardboard box. We rip off every piece of tape.
I hate you.
All the mail, we love junk mail around here because, you know, you rip off the envelope, make sure there's nothing shiny and you know, and then you throw that in the compost as well. Yeah.
Do you put some of your mycelium and spores in there too?
All the time. All the time.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Send me some of that. Why don't you give her some of this? Why don't you make, do you sell it at all?
Sell it.
Do you sell it?
No, I'm too busy to do any of those. I just
All she needs is about a pound of their rich live compost. She can take that. All she's got to do is take from the pound.
Yeah, you're welcome to it, Deb. Whenever you're over, just I bring something big enough to fit it in.
Okay.
Or grab something here. I mean,
this is what you do, Deb. You should go online. You should order. There are these little places that do, you know, because pots growing is a big thing now, and a lot of people are buying these aerators, okay? So if you go to Amazon, you type an aerator, okay, or compost tea aerator. It's just a tiny little bucket. It comes with a little pump, and it's got a little air. You when you put it together and you hook it in, bubbles go through it. It circulates and bubbles the liquid, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that won't cost you a whole lot, but once you get that, you get a you don't need a whole lot because a handful is almost too much too, you know. So if you get a small handful, put it into a pantyhose, tie it into a ball, make a little tea bag out of it, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? And then you put that in, and you want to have filtered water. The city water is yucky unless you have the nice water up there, which you might do if it's well water. Otherwise, you have to get a garden filter. Or a shower filter. When I was young, I bought a shower filter and I made my own garden filter. You know, what's interesting is if I had the brains then, I would have just patented the garden filter. Now there are garden filters all over the place being sold. I can give you as many examples of that. But she needs some clean water. If you don't have a filter, you just have to put it in a bucket of water and leave it out for a few days, stir it up. It'll get rid of the chlorine or fluoride or whatever it's in it and use that. And then if you fill it up, put your compost tea bag in there, turn it on overnight, and then take that and put it in a sprayer and then spray. And I would start to not only spray the ground, but spray around the house and immediately around the house, because that's part of the big thing is you have to examine the around. Is it a house up on bricks or is it connected right to the ground?
It's connected. It's on a foundation, but it's on the ground.
Well, the foundation, of course, is on the ground. You don't have a floating house.
No.
Do you have a floating house? I love to see that. But
no.
So you're having bricks, and the bricks are up high, so you can see underneath it, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So you spray. You want to spray this mixture on the ground all the way around, and try to spray underneath whatever you can. Okay, that's one thing you spray. There's a couple other things you could be spraying on the house itself. Now, there's a book. The book should say something about orange TKO.
Yes.
So that's a natural citrus cleaner with no petroleum distillates in it. The only experience I had with it was bad is that you don't want to do it. Sometimes cats could be allergic to it, to the limonene.
Yeah, you might want to tell your audience what happened to you with your cat Poppy, and the vet alerted you to this.
Right, my cat got some kind of lung cancer and died. And it could have been triggered. It could have been triggered by using the orange TKO because I live in a condo. Living in a condo is very difficult to control the property that you're living on, and so they don't care. And then on top of that, you have all these other consciousnesses doing stuff, so the ants tends to go nuts. So I had some orange TKO and I made a light solution of it and I sprayed it, get rid of the ants. But the inside smelled like citrus, and which was fine for one cat, but Poppy didn't. Like the L-laminine, that's what it's basically made from. And she started coughing and then she died. So you have to be real careful about using it around cats and indoors. It's a citrus product. It can be used for cleaning. It's really good product. You just have to learn if you're allergic to it. Some people are allergic to all kinds of stuff. So you have to always test something. So in your case, you can try the orange tea kale, which is really, one of the things about the orange tea kale that I really like is that you can actually paint it onto the wood. So if you can go up to the attic and you can see the ants, if the ants are going inside, you know, they're going in and out. So you can actually get a handyman to make a liquid to actually inject. What I do is you get a needle, and if there's a little hole to go in, you inject the orange tea kale right into the little hole. You don't even have to spray it. If they're going into the wood, that's where you inject it into, because it will be absorbed by the wood. Also kill the ants and whatever it is on contact. Ideally, what you should do is you should paint it. You buy a gallon of it, get the handyman to use a paintbrush and just paint it on any exposed wood, and especially anything if it's on bricks, you know, anything that touches the brick, you want to, you know, either sand. You want to look and see, ideally what people have done, they sand down that old paint, they treat it with the orange TKO. You want to treat it a couple of times. The first time you treat it, goes absorbent. But it only goes so deep. The second time it goes in deeper. And so every time you paint it, it gets absorbed by the wood. And then once it dries, you can wipe off any excessive on the surface and then paint it whatever you want to. And it petrifies the wood. I mean, it's an ad. The carpenter ants won't get at it. The termites won't get at it. Nothing will get at it. It'll be there like longer than you'll be around, because that stuff will just last forever. Treat it that way. See? Right?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Okay.
There's another thing that you can spray around the property, and that's why you're using the compost tea, is basically to start spraying, you know, microbiological. So if it was my property, I would make that the most amazing thing that I would spray, and I would also spray different things. One of the things you can spray is called bamboo vinegar. I think it's called bamboo vinegar.
Okay.
And it comes from China, and it's bamboo wood vinegar. There you go, bamboo wood vinegar. Okay. And there's a place in, I can always send you a link to it. I don't have it right off the bat, but if you type in bamboo wood vinegar for sale in the United States, there is a place in North New York or somewhere in that area that sell the vinegar. And this vinegar basically is developed in China. You know how they have bamboo over there?
Uh-huh.
So over the centuries, the Chinese discovered that when there's a fire and lots of bamboo get burned, that bamboo comes back amazingly more, and everything else around it goes back. So they would take that burnt charcoal and they would start putting it in the ground, right? After a while, they figured out how to make it themselves, because basically what you do is you get charcoal, you don't let it burn, but you kind of like smolder it in the liquid, right? You add some water to it, you let it smolder and smolder and smolder. Then you have this liquid, and you have the burnt, it's called burnt biochar, C-H-A-R. I had one of the shows on it. And so the bamboo wood vinegar, you take it's a concentrated version of it, which you can spray immediately around the house. But you want to spray it because it smells like barbecue. You go, what is that, barbecue? Because it's a wood-burned product. But because it's so microbiologically active, it will literally kill all the bad guys in the soil, including the ants and termites and whatever else. I wouldn't spray it inside the house because it smells almost so like charcoal. Outside, you could do a concentrated version just around the house and then a diluted version. It would be like 1 to 1,000. So if you have a gallon sprayer, you wouldn't even need a few drops. I have 100 gallons.
Okay.
I have 100 gallon sprayers, and I spray not even, I don't think it's an ounce. I spray, it's a little device you squirt. You can, what is it, a little thing that you squeeze to pick up stuff, you know? Hello?
A squeeze bottle?
Yeah, so it's a tiny, small amount. So if he was to add like a quarter of an ounce or even an eighth of an ounce to a gallon sprayer and you spray the property, it'll not only kill the bad bacteria and bad stuff, but it'll allow for good bacteria to come in. But in order to get good bacteria, well, ideally what you need to do is you need to start learning how to use compost, apply compost to your property more often. Learn how to use,
okay.
I tell people, rock dust, compost, and mulch. And the compost should be live compost. So talk Tom into going into the compost business so he can sell his live compost. The best compost is actually the mushroom compost, because that has so much mycelium and good microbes in it. I used to buy organic mushrooms grown from this organic mushroom company, and they sold their their mushroom compost. And their mushroom compost is absolutely amazing. But you can, if you find, so just find yourself a good source of compost, right? And then get some of Tom's magic compost, put it with your compost, and it'll grow and be more of it. And then put that around the property and learn how to mulch it. Your property in the long run will do better, right? But if you're ignored, you can fight it. Did you ever see this movie called Ants?
No.
Where they're overrun by people, the ant, giant ants, and people of the city are being overrun. They're fighting. And at the very end, they set off an atomic bomb. And it says, well, and we barely made it. And then you hear the ants are moving, are starting to move again. And they go, not really. They killed everybody. And the ants are still there. So that's why... Mm-hmm. You can't beat them if you're going to fight them. Chemical-wise, you're only hurting yourself and you're hurting the soil, which in turn is hurting everything else around you. You know, so there's a couple of things you can use right there. In the house, for example, a simple thing like vinegar works really good. I wouldn't use the bamboo vinegar because it's so strong, but any kind of like white vinegar would work just fine. Maybe a tablespoon of white vinegar and a gallon of water sprayed in the house if you see the ants in the house. There are a bunch of other things you can spray. So the trick is to find, if you're allergic to it, for example, Dr. Bronner's. You know what that is?
Yes.
Right. Do you use Dr. Bronner's soap?
No.
No? I've never met a person ever that doesn't use Dr. Bronner's soap. They don't sell it up there?
Oh, they probably do. I just don't use it.
Oh, is it to dry your skin up? Did you try it? Was it bad or you just don't care for it? But it doesn't bother you, right? You have used it before?
No, I've washed my hair in it when I lived. I used to use some of it when I lived in Palo Alto years ago.
So they have almond.
I know what it is.
You know, lavender, eucalyptus, peppermint. They have all these different flavors, right?
Yes.
So essentially, it's really an essential oil soap. So it's one of the perfect things you can spray around for ants, whether it be outside, around the house, or inside. You just have to learn the strength, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you get Dr. Brunner's lavender soap, and if you follow the ants, you see where they started coming into the house. What I would do is if they're in the house, you spray from the inside out so that it forces them out. And so are they in the house or only since a certain part of it?
No, I've never had them in the house itself.
So it's just where... Right, so the area that they're coming into, you can see what it is. If it's just the wood and they're disappearing through there, so like I said, all you gotta do is just squirt the orange TKL right in it, right?
Okay.
And then when it dry, well, ideally, what I would do is cover the hose back up again. So you can get you can buy boric acid powder. It sells in the drugstore as an eye wash. Add a little bit of water to it and turn it into like a paste and shove it into those little. Hose if it's there, right? It'll dry up.
And do the ants eat the boric acid? That's the recipe in your book.
Boric acid will kill them, right? And so if you're if you know it's ants and so there's a long term and short term solution. See, so these are long term solutions in terms of helping the soil get back in shape. There's things you have to do to the house, part of the short term solutions is learning how to do the sprays. But eventually. And if it answers, you know, do they get worse as the year goes on, then they go away when it gets colder?
Yes. It's only if the warm weather that's coming, I get a lot of different kinds of bugs.
Right. So,
so
the anchovies are a way to tell the ants go over there.
Mm-hmm.
See? And if you do your spraying around the house with these civet things, which basically says don't come over here. See?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's a
training.
It's a training.
Them to go someplace else. Yeah.
Right, but they also will train their children. They'll come and look, child, don't go there, but go over here because this is the way it's been this way for centuries. You see, they actually train their kids, and before you know it, they're going over there. They don't even bother you anymore.
Interesting. Okay.
Right. So the anchovies are ways that you put them up against where they so. If you want to start training the ants, what you do is you don't do anything. You don't do any spraying because that gets their attention the wrong way. They say, this lady's crazy, killing us. So we should just get the anchovies, set them next to where you normally see them, and try to give them something like water and honey. If they eat that, that's it, cool. So I would take that and then move it over a few feet away and redo it. And if they eat that, you do the same thing. Eventually, you move the ant. What I do is I put them at the four corners of the property. So over there in the corner of the property, and I call them ant cafes, but basically they're finched birdhouses. You know that, right?
Yes, yes. I thought that was a brilliant idea.
Right, so it's just a wooden finch bird house with a big hole in the front, you know. So what I do is, if you ever do use boric acid, because that's one of the ways you can control them, you have to. I basically say, I'm sorry, I have to do this, and then I add boric acid to their mixture. But initially, you want them to eat it, so you can give them honey, sugar, whatever they want to. You keep going that way, and then if you did your sprayings, if that's enough, then that's all you need to do. But if the answer is like getting start overflowing, and there's so many of them, they're coming out everywhere, wherever you sit and in the house, then you have to get their attention, and you can reduce their population by introducing boric acid to them. Now, there are many products on the store you could buy. Taro, Drax, our products are made with boric acid and some kind of sugar. That's they're like, it comes at 1%. The problem with these are that they're 1%. It's actually, do you ever read Gardens Alive, the catalog?
No.
Okay, Gardens Alive. They have a new end product that basically is using a natural herb to control it. Plus, they also have a natural bacteria to control it, which seems to be very effective. But so the thing to do is you have to eventually get them, entice them to eat the boric acid mixture, whether you make your own, because there's a formula there how to make your own. And you can make it eventually. Yeah. What I do is you teach people to make it to 5% boric acid solution because that really kills them. That's a very strong solution. The 1% solution is what they come back to, which they doesn't kill them right there. They take the food back to their colony, and they feed it to everybody, and eventually it's enough of it that kills them, see? And so what happens is that eventually the ants will move on to other things, and not, maybe after a few generations they'll say, I heard rumors. It must be a story. We're going to go check it out. You know, and if you don't behave, the ants will come right back after a while. Once they've gone through different generations, but so it's something you have to do for the rest of your life. In other words, keep these things going so it keeps the ants over there, and you don't get them over here.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. This is valuable information.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day, Andy.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
So listen, guys, so normally what I do is I give the first caller a free membership and my color version of my book. But she actually works for me. She does social marketing. That's how she got my book. And she's really very good at what she does. But I'm not going to give her – she's already a member, and I'm not going to give her another book. So I don't have very much time today to do this. I don't know. The engineer normally gives me 2 hours, but I'm having a problem with my podcast system, which won't let me do up to a certain time frame. So I'm only going to stick to doing an hour, unless he calls me back up again. And wants to do it that way. Otherwise, I'll just leave it at that and let him figure out what to do for the next hour. But Andy Lopez at InvisibleGardener.com, GardenerCom. That's how you send me emails. So anybody who has questions about the show, the ants scenario, I'll be happy to reply to them. Okie doke. And so it's just, if you have an email question for me, send it to me. Also, too, I get the emails real time. So when we're doing a radio show, you can also email me a question, and I'll be able to answer it. Anybody that emails me, so this is done through a podcast too. So you'll be listening to a podcast later on. It doesn't have to be live. You just said email to Andy Lopez at InvisibleGardener.com. I will, and you mentioned the radio show. I will send you my free version, my Don't Panic, It's Organic PDF version. It's an ebook version right away. I would much prefer it if you go to InvisibleGardener.com. And sign up to get my newsletter. Even better, you can either buy my book, which is $20, the black and white version. The color version, which costs a lot more because it's a color, is $50. they're selling it for $100, or some places are selling it for $300. So don't buy the $300 version of it, okay? That's third-party sellers, vendors. Let's see. So like I said, so next week we have earthfort.com. Check them out. We Heal Broken Dirt. And then next month I have three classes going. The first week is called It's Alive. It's alive, alive, alive. It's all about topsoil. The third week is It's the Trees. It's the trees, the trees, the trees. And the fifth week is all about fruit tree care. Fruit tree care, fruit tree care. So I have the second and third and fourth week open, right? So if you have a product you think I should know about, that other people should know about, let me know. So thank you very much for listening to my show. Bye now. Here's the rest of Drunken Rabbit.
Thank you for listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic. See you next Saturday.